Cloud deployment enables rapid provisioning, so applications are quickly available to users. It also automatically maintains the image of the OS and apps, so they're always up to date. In addition, Microsoft anti-malware is included in the image, as well as Office Professional Plus 2013. Users can log on with Microsoft accounts, corporate credentials, or corporate credentials federated with Azure Active Directory. It takes just 5 clicks to create a new cloud deployment. First, go to App Services, then Remote App, then Quick Create. Add a name for the Microsoft Azure Remote App collection to be created. Next, select the region where you want to create the remote app and choose to use the template image. And finally, click Create Remote App Service to provision the collection. Notice that the remote app is now being created in this service. Moving to the remote app area, you can see an existing cloud deployment, Contoso Cloud, here. Let's go ahead and look into that. So in the Contoso Cloud, after the service is provisioned, there are 2 tasks that you need to perform. Publish remote app programs and configure user access. This is all displayed on the Quick Start page. Let's start with publishing remote app programs. Here you can see what applications are available in this image. All you have to do is click the checkbox to publish the application. And that app is now provisioning in the system. So with another look at the remote app programs, you can see that Media Player is being published. And again, these are the apps that are currently available to users of this collection. At this point, you can add a user for the collection. So let's look at configuring user access. Go to Quick Start, Configure User Access, and then add a user. When the user is verified, a check mark appears here. Now just click Save to enable this user on the tenant. The last steps with a cloud deployment are to send out the installation URL and enable client access for the end user. At this point, you've installed the Azure Remote App cloud deployment. Remember that you had to publish remote app programs, configure user access, and then send the URL for the remote desktop client download to the clients. That URL is right here. So now, you just put the URL into a browser, get to this web page, and click Install Client. From here, you're sent to the client installation page. Notice that by clicking the client for iOS, Mac, or Android, you're sent to the appropriate store for that download. Once the process of downloading the client is complete, you can open it and get to work. Let's see how it's done. So the client here is already up and running, and I know I'm going to use my Microsoft Live ID to access these resources. So first I install the application, and then I input my credentials. After that, I put in my password to finish signing on. Now, Azure Remote Apps tells me, hey, you have these invites associated to this email address. One user account can have multiple invitations sent to it. Here's the invitation associated with this email address. So, taking a look, I can see the applications that are associated here. I can click on any associated application to get it going. So I'll do this for Windows Calculator, and when it comes up, it'll be running on my Mac. Now let's take a minute to look at the other applications here. These are the apps that were published in the Azure Management Portal, so I can also open Excel and see that it's running. I can use this version of Excel exactly the same as I would on Windows. I can maximize the screen to get work done, or I can minimize it to switch between applications. When I'm finished, I just close the app and exit out. And that's all there is to it.